So our climate is changing. It impacts on our life. It impacts on different kinds of production. Many different industries are affected by the weather. And they will be affected. What will they be affected by? They will be affected by weather changing. And the new report looks, what does it look at? It looks at how they will be affected.
The new report looks at how building, chemical, mining, food, and other industries will all be affected.
The new report looks at, what does it look at? What does it look at?
It looks at how
all these industries,
all these different industries
will be affected by the changing climate.
By the changing climate.
For example, what's happening in South Africa?
Mr. Nuttall gives the example of South Africa, where pressure on natural resources will affect mining costs.
Pressure on natural resources will affect. What will it affect?
It will affect mining costs.
It will affect mining costs. What are we talking about? It will affect. What are we talking about?
We are talking about rising temperature.
Rising temperatures will also affect. What will they also affect? What industry or what industries will they also affect?
Rising temperatures will also affect the tourist industry.
Rising temperatures will also affect the tourist industry, the report says.
The report says rising temperatures will affect the tourist industry. What does the report say? What does it say? Or what industry does it say rising temperatures will affect? What industries does the report say rising temperatures will affect?
The report says rising temperatures will affect the tourist industry.
For example, we are talking about some ski resorts in the United States. How long will they be able to operate? How long will those ski resorts be able to operate? This report says that they will be able to operate, or less than half of those ski resorts in the United States will be able to operate less than 30 years, only about for 30 years from now.
For example, it says less than half of the ski resorts operating in the northeastern United States will still be able to operate 30 years from now.
Those ski resorts are operating. Where are they operating now? Where are they operating?
They are operating in the northeastern United States.
How long will they be able to operate? For how many years from now will they be able to operate?
They will be able to operate for 30 years from now.
What part of them will be able to operate for 30 years from now? What part of them or what percent of them will still be able to operate for 30 years from now?
Less than half of them will be able to operate for 30 years from now.
The world's population is changing. How is it changing?
It is growing.
That's what this guy says. He says at the same time, the world's population is growing.
And Nick Nuttall says that at the same time, the world's population is growing, especially in countries with growing economies.
Especially in what countries? Where?
Especially in countries with growing economies.
Now governments must make investments. Now governments have to make investments. And in future, governments will have to make investments. Will governments have to make investments? Will they have to make investments?
They will.
They will. What will they have to make? What will they have to make?
They will have to make investments.
Governments will have to make major investments in transportation and electricity.
Will they have to make investments? in transportation and electricity?
They will.
What will they have to make investments in? In what industries will they have to make investments? What industries will they have to make investments in?
They will have to make investments in transportation and electricity.
And we should care. What should we care for? We should care for the environment. It should be our goal. Our goal should be caring for the environment. We should build future. We should build future. The future should be built. The future should be built. How should it be built?
Mr. Nuttall says it is important that the future be built with a goal of caring for the environment. The United Nations report says 80% of the money needed to deal with climate change may come from private business.